Me and my buddy were having a conversation at work yesterday, and he had said something came up about Michael Jackson, and then we started talking, and he had told me that Michael Jackson, like back in 2007, had purchased his publishing company, or one of his companies where he was laundering his money, was a company that ended up buying the rights to Eminem songs because of Michael becoming the target of Eminem. Come on, Shady, that's just ignorant, man. Come on, dog. Hee. Who's left now? And I don't know. I guess that one had slipped underneath my radar, but then I had told him about one that he didn't know about, which was when Michael Jackson had bought Paul McCartney's music rights. And how that went down is Paul McCartney called up Michael and was like, "Hey Michael, how are you doing? This is Paul McCartney. I'm the real one though, lad. It's not true about me being dead and faking my own death. And I'm really Paul. And I was just calling to tell you, mate, that you should go ahead and purchase your the rights to your music because they'll just about up." And then Michael said, "Well, thanks, Paul, and I'm really glad to hear that you're the real Paul, and that I'm glad that you're telling me the real Paul that I should go ahead and buy the rights to my music." Come on, thanks, Paul. And then, like the next day, Paul McCartney got a call, and he's like, "Hello, this is the real Paul McCartney." And Michael Jackson's like, "Hey, Paul, just want to call and say thanks, Paul. I just went and bought all the rights to my songs, Paul. But I also bought the songs to your songs, Paul." And Paul's like, "What are you talking about, mate? I told you to buy your songs so it would be a lucrative cash laundering decision by the real Paul McCartney." Michael Jackson was just like, "Hee, I'm buying a chimpanzee and it's all because of Blackbird singing in the dead of night." And then, all these that's how you do it once you get big enough. You just buy the rights to people's songs and you're like, "Fuck you." Funny that the Neil Young situation is happening. I know a Neil Young song off of my head. And he's like, I know you just Spotify Chappelle off. I don't think he's British. I hate Spotify. Listen, I fought in the war. I need you to pull off that new fella who's talking a lot of misinformation." I don't know what the fuck the guy sounds like, so that's my impersonation of him. It's kind of similar to the rumors of Jake Paul's companies or something he's associated to buying the rights to the UFC. That one, not really going to be able to do much to it, but this is what happens. These celebrities get all this money and power and just buy up people's rights. And, I mean, it's nothing new. People do it. They did it whenever WWW started. People would buy the rights to the website, and it would be like you, whenever the WWs came out, if you would have bought Coca-Cola.com, Coca-Cola would have been trying to pay you a lucrative amount of money for the rights to that whenever they came around to realizing that the internet wasn't just a phase. I mean, it was a phase. It's the phase that's still happening. Yeah, but that was just a little fun side thing. Whenever all these billionaires are buying up the rights to people's stuff. After this episode, you can check out the Parcast original on Spotify or Stitcher or iHeart, wherever you podcast.
check out Conspiracy Theories, and they have a 2-episode part on Reefer Madness. Conspiracy Theories show is, it's really informative. The hosts on it are more of a professional auditory group compared to like what you're hearing here. They actually have like production value and yeah, they got some good shows on there. I like to listen to the podcast network whenever I want to be informed about stuff, but I like to go into the conspiracy theory stuff and just kind of listen to what type of theories are out there and how, you know, they're all, how all the people that are deemed crazy are actually right 60% of the time, every time. This episode's going to be about Reefer Madness and how, you know, the movie Reefer Madness came out in 1936, and it basically it stemmed from the whole era of Reefer Madness that the government had started pushing on whenever they were saying that they were going to make it the top drug on the war on drugs, marijuana, ganja, reefer, was deemed public enemy number one. And, yeah, check out Conspiracy Theories edition of Reefer Madness. It's pretty cool. And it talks about how way back when America was just starting out, they would, people who had land and were farmers or growing stuff, they were actually encouraged to grow hemp because hemp was the leading thing in fabric and for ropes, and hemp is a lot easier to grow compared to the cannabis plant, but it grows similar. It grows in basically any type of environment, most environments it could grow in. But during the Industrial Revolution, the guy who had the printing press actually deemed it to be irresponsible for people to be growing cannabis because, I think this was Rockefellers. The Rockefellers had, a bunch of different things from pharmaceuticals to, oil and gas and, paper from, like, the printing presses, that all of that stuff they couldn't use marijuana on. All that stuff, it was a lot more lucratively financially better if you had, if you had to, you know, use oil instead of a type of hemp ethanol. And if you had to have people, back in the day, they would actually have people prescribed heroin to get them off of, not poppy. People were prescribed heroin to get off of pain pills. Nowadays, people are given pain pills to get off of opium. And I think they were given heroin to get off of opium, and then they realized that they were able to switch opium into painkillers and everything like that, but they were using cannabinoids
cannabis back in the day for just about everything. Just like now, whenever you're looking at the paper for a medical card in whatever state you're in, a lot of the things that they actually give it for today is the same things that we used to give it for back then. And, people realize that during the Prohibition, cannabis was still legal during the can or during the alcohol prohibition time, only for so long until people were missing out on the money from the cannabis. But it's also caused a lot of gangs and cartels and stuff like that because of the demand being so high for it, because you want to do what you can't do or what you're not supposed to do. You want to do what's bad for you. You want to do what you're told you can't do. So whenever all these people couldn't get these jazz cigarettes, then a lot of Mexican cartel farmers were able to start smuggling it into the United States and made it a lot more dangerous for people to smoke some weed or get some weed. I know I personally have had a shotgun pointed at me because of me showing up to the weed dealer's house. So I mean, it's really, really tricky that, it's public enemy number one, and we take it off the shelves that way it wouldn't be causing any more issues. But then everyone still wants it, and it didn't always have the stigma that it has now. Well, I mean, now the stigma's a lot better. But I mean, growing up, it was like everyone say that you're gonna go crazy and kill someone because you smoked a J. People, just like anything, people could overuse it or abuse it. And it's not for everyone, but at the end of the day, it's still that person's body, that person's choice. I mean, I don't think if they legalized heroin that everyone would be going out to wanting to shoot up. Same thing with mushrooms. I don't think that just because it's available that it's gonna cause a whole problem of people going out and doing crimes and robbing banks to get a little bit of reefer. It just puts more stuff in perspective. But it was a matter of Industrial Revolution, a lot of opium, alcohol played a factor into it. And then I think one of the main reasons why it was suppressed for as long as it was is because people get the fuckits after smoking. And same thing with psilocybin is, if everyone's just sitting around philosophizing, you can't get big corporation to rule the world. That's one of those weird chicken or egg scenarios where would the cartels be thriving in those areas? Would cartels have more money than their government in places where their drugs weren't deemed illegal and weren't deemed demonized? I know, the amount of heroin and poppy fields that were in Afghanistan, and then were able to go over there and take those natural resources, such as oil and poppies for our pharmaceuticals. It's a whole thing where, just like if you're knowledgeable of smoking, you do it in a circle. And everything in this case has taken hundreds and hundreds of years to come full circle, but that little joint of truth has went around, and now people can get weed to get off of their addictions whenever
they were given their addictions because we were told weed was bad. Drugs bad, okay. Okay, kids. Let's try a test today, okay? If you smoke marijuana, chances are you're going to die. I remember in high school getting high and watching those truth campaigns. I think truth was cigarettes. But I remember watching those, getting really, really stoned and seeing the commercial where, like, the dog comes out and it's like, "Hey, I don't like you when you smoke. You're a lot different when you smoke." And we all lost our shit because we were like, "God damn, what is she smoking to for that dog to be talking to her like this? Why does the dog sound so fucking sad? Give the dog a joint. The dog quit being such a bitch if you just smoke it out." We liked those commercials. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And they beat the fuck out of the egg. That's one way to scramble it. But it was just fun stuff. And now we've gone full circle to where they're like, "Okay, kids, so we know we told you 10 years ago, go ahead and take these pain pillars, so that way you ain't smoking the devil's lettuce. But, okay, we were a little bit wrong about that. Now we want you to go ahead and smoke some of the devil's lettuce and get off the pills, okay?" So, it's just, my fun little random rant on reefer madness. This is the Daily Dumbass. I'm Dipshit Dal. Don't do drugs, okay?